91.3 FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 26 years. Brought to you by the Mandatory Student Activity Fee here at Buffalo State College. And we are in studio with, that last song was by Mass Casualties. Thank you for pointing that out, Captain. But we are in studio with the Jim Crean Band. And I said it right, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So how are you guys feeling today?
Awesome.
Pretty good.
We're doing good.
We're good.
Yeah, everybody's doing good. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go maybe my left to right, and we'll go around the table and just say what you do in the band and what your name is.
My name is Colleen, and I play the drums.
I'm Jim, and I'm lead vocals and play the guitar.
Jeff, and I'm lead guitar.
All right.
And I'm Chris, and I play the bass.
So, how long have you guys been together, the Jim Crean Band?
The Jim Crean Band has been in existence for since the 80s, to be honest with you. So many different lineups. But this particular lineup has been together about 3 months, and we got a lot of good stuff happening with it.
Do you play any of the old tunes or still just new ones?
Not yet. Eventually, you know, I got three albums out in the past, but no, I'm not playing any of those songs yet. We're just pretty much focusing on our new record that we're going to be doing.
Brand new tracks. So, you know what? We're not going to even mess around anymore, because I bet a bunch of people are just wondering, just feeling, what exactly do you guys sound like? So, we're going to get into the first song, and what's that song called?
Hollywood Rockstar.
Hollywood Rockstar. And then we're going to find out what that song is about right after this. You're listening to 91.3 FM WBMY with the Jim Crean Band.
I'm the sunset stranger.
with the Jim Crean Band. And that was Hollywood Rockstar. Hollywood Rockstar.
Right on.
And what is that song about?
All right. Well, me and Colleen were in L.A. not too long ago. And when we were out there, just the whole scene is so vibrant, you know. There's such a happening scene out in L.A.
Right.
That we just decided to kind of touch on that a little bit. Our experience about being out there. And just like the whole scene, the different clubs and the... There's a music scene that's so vibrant out there and so alive, you know.
If you can make it there.
You can make it anywhere.
So would you want to be a Hollywood rock star?
I think everybody wants to be a Hollywood rock star.
I know I would.
I don't know. A lot of people like the New York scene. Like New
York scene's
City.
Happening too, yeah.
New York City, that's...
I did a lot of showcases in New York, and that's a great scene too.
So what... Have you played on the West Coast at all?
I personally have. I don't know if these guys have, but I personally have.
So what scene would you like? Have you played in New York City? So what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one's better? Like, what do you like better? How are the people?
People are more responsive in New York City.
Really?
Absolutely. Especially when they find out, you know, a band from Buffalo, you know.
When they know where you are and they can pinpoint it on a map.
That's
you say
it.
Buffalo and Hollywood and they're like...
They don't want to hear that. They don't respect you enough, you know. Out in Hollywood, it's so competitive out there in Los Angeles that they just don't care. It's about themselves. You know what I mean?
It's tough.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Tough scene.
Jeff wants to tell us about the album that we're doing here.
Yeah, that's actually the title track to the album. And we're doing that at the Loft Studios with Jim Summer. And we went in the other day, last week, and just did four tracks so far that are kick-ass. It's going great so far. We're gonna probably get together and write a few more tunes.
A few more?
Yeah, we got a few more that we want to get out too.
So is it gonna be an EP or is it gonna be full?
No,
full
we're
length,
going full. For a full length.
So how many tracks? 10, 12?
What, like 10, 11,
10,
you think?
Exactly, 10, 11.
Yeah, like 10 or 11 or so.
We got 7 written now, so, but, you know, I want the whole band to get in on the songwriting. Me and Jeff came up with some great ideas. Me and Colleen write all the time. You know, Chris is new, so we're going to be getting Chris
So involved. How long has Chris been in the band?
A few weeks, actually.
Yeah. Just a few weeks?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to get him, his feet wet a little bit and get him on the writing part.
Yeah, you gotta cover up for that slack, Chris. You gotta pull it together. So who does the writing process? I mean, is it mainly you?
All the songs that we have right now, I've written. Now, then again, you know, I have these guys put their parts in. So, you know, as far as credits go, I never was a big guy on credits. You know, I think we all wrote them. That's how I do it. The vibe that I have, like Hollywood Rockstar, I started it, but it's changed so much and evolved so much. She writes her own drum parts. He writes his own lead parts. He writes his own bass lines, and of course, I do my stuff. So on the record, it's not going to say written by Jim Crean. It's going to be written by the Jim Crean Band, all four of us, because we are a band.
Right, right. That's good. So, I mean, can anybody, like, if she came in and she was like, yo, I got this beat. I'm going to lay it down, and I want you guys to come up with something behind it. Is that how it goes?
That's how Jeff rolls, man. Jeff says, start playing. Yeah. Jeff, speak, man.
Yeah, the leads that I do are never planned out, so it's always a jam situation because I hate stuff that's, like, planned out because then it loses the spontaneity. You know what I mean? So when we do the guitar parts or even the leads, it's just on the spot. We recorded the last four songs. They just played the tracks, and I played over them like twice, and we kept the best one.
Absolutely.
So it's always a band effort.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's got to have energy, you know. As long as you keep the energy, you can keep playing.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy behind those songs. Before I say where I feel a lot, a couple of bands that I heard, you know, in your style, where do you guys get your influences from personally? You know, we'll go left to right. Okay, where do you don't have influences?
Aerosmith,
Neil Peart,
Motley Crue.
Neil Peart. No, Neil Peart. Come on,
Tommy Lee.
Like no. Tommy Lee. Oh man,
respect the crew. You know,
out of all
gotta respect the crew.
Out of all the drummers that you could possibly want to, you got Neil Peart. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys like a little bit heavier stuff. Chris is in a band called Pyramidium. I never get that right. And they, you know, they're an original band, up and coming band. Jeff's in a band called Dirty Work. I'm in a band called Metalworks. And Kyle's been playing for a while too, in a bunch of different things. So we all kind of threw that influence together, And that's kind of what we came up with. And you're right. It is. Well, what do you think we sound like?
I mean, I definitely heard some Motley Crue.
Yes,
in there.
Aerosmith.
I heard some Alice in Chains a lot.
Sure.
You guys like Alice in Chains?
Guitar-wise, Jeff is real influenced by that.
I definitely heard some Alice in Chains in there, that old gritty style. And that's a style that you don't hear a lot and that needs to come back.
Thanks, man, because that's what, when we put this thing together, we did it with that intention. Like, we don't want to sound like everything on the radio. That's what's cool about shows like this. You guys play stuff that you wouldn't hear every day on the normal radio.
We are the alternative.
And I like that. And that's why, you know, that's why we're here. And so something like that, that's how we did this. We wrote this, a lot of these songs, kind of like what we want to hear.
Right.
You know?
And as long as you guys like your music, who cares?
Well, I care, but in the same aspect, you're right. You got to like what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I like it, but I want millions of other people to like it.
Right on.
We want to be a door to when we're on stage, you know?
You want to go to a bar, you know, just sit down, have a beer, and then hear your tune.
Right on.
And the bar is just playing it.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, wow, this is cool. Do you guys know this band? Do you know this band? They're good. They're all right. I don't like their singer, though.
Thanks.
Like the bass player.
Bass player never gets any respect. Yeah. But I do like your music.
Thanks,
and,
man.
And I'm lucky enough to work at WBNY and have it right here. It's right here. I'm going to make a copy of it.
Cool.
But where can somebody who's just tuning in hear their music?
Well, like I said, on our website, you can go to Jim Crean, and it's JimCrean.com. Our songs are going to be posted on there. And like Jeff said, we are definitely doing a full-length record, which will be in stores. Like, FYE is going to carry it. I've already worked out a deal with them. Yeah, they're going to carry it for sure.
That's tough to get in the FYE.
It is. I had to pull a lot of strings to do it, and you know, but we're doing it. So as soon as the record's out, it's going to be actually officially released there. And I worked out a deal where we're going to actually play a couple of songs in the store at one day and sell it. So it'll be available. You'll see it in Nightlife magazine. They work a lot with us. Kyle wants to tell you about that, Nightlife.
Yeah, we are nominated for New Original Band at the 2009 Buffalo Music Awards, and we're very proud of that. Mm-hmm. And you can vote. Actually, there's a ballot in the Nightlife magazine came out this week. You can vote online. bestofwesternnewyork.com /nightlife. We'd also like to say thanks to Dave from Nightlife for our support and, you know, helping us out. And really excited about this, so vote for us.
So, yeah, that being said, we'll be having a lot of articles in Nightlife advertising how to get it. You can definitely get it on our website.
Oh, and I also like to say Jim is actually also nominated for his cover band Metalworks. And
really?
He is nominated for Best Hard Rock Vocalist.
Wow.
And like I said, you can see all the ballots, you know, in the Nightlife magazine. So
Cool. Definitely. Pick up a copy of Nightlife, and you'll see these guys apparently all over the
place.
Pretty
much every week. Yeah, from here on out till the record comes out. Really, they're really behind us on this. So
Nice. So what's this this next one? Second one? No?
Yeah, track number two, When I'm Gone. Yeah.
When I'm Gone.
That's like the ballad.
The power ballad, yeah.
It's a ballad with a power ballad with a power ballad solo.
The power
for
ballad
sure.
solo?
Yeah.
So that means that this track is 12 and a half minutes long.
Yeah, we had to cut it.
And 11 minutes of it is just the solo.
Jeff's guitar playing on this. Really, and I'm not just touting Jeff. You know, his guitar playing, he really shows off his playing on this song. I'm really quite proud of it. At the end of the song, there's some really phenomenal guitar work by Jeff Duke here. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right. This one by the Jim Crean Band featuring Jeff Duke on guitar.
Right on.
Thank you.
91.3 FM WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative. And we are still here with the Jim Crean Band. And that last track, you weren't lying, that is a killer guitar solo at the end of that track right there. And we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, you can state your name and your questions. She has a couple of questions for you guys.
Jules.
Hey, Jules.
Thanks for calling. How you doing? Awesome. Aww.
Thanks, son.
You set us up great. First of all, I want to thank Jules for calling. Jules also is an amazing singer in a band called Your Loving Ex, so check them out as well. But Jules, everybody, we're playing the Rage on the Stage next Thursday, October 22nd, at the Evening Star Concert Hall at 10 o'clock, and it's at 8810.
Yeah, there you go.
8810. Jesus.
Niagara Falls Boulevard. We're going to be doing a full production show. Jeff, you want to talk a little bit about that show, The Rage?
Yeah, it's Jimmy called me a few weeks ago and said, you know, we're doing this thing, Rage on the Stage. You want to play? And that's pretty much when I joined the band, basically.
Yeah.
Is when he called me and said, we got a show.
Well, we did a thing back with the...
That's a way to join the
band.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, hey, we need somebody to play with us. I guess
yeah, right. Well, we've been talking about it for a long time. We always go see Metalworks. Me and my girlfriend Carrie, who's also the singer in our band Dirty Work, we always go see Metalworks and sit in with them. And we've seen you guys for the past.
We did that thing a couple months ago at Nietzsche's.
Yeah, at Nietzsche's, the Rolling Stones thing we played together too. So me and Jimmy have been playing on and off sporadically for a couple of years.
Ooh.
So it just finally became official three weeks ago or so. So that was kind of cool.
It's a good thing.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. Caller, are you still there? Did you have any other questions?
Dream On. She knows it. Cover song. Cover song. But my favorite original is, I actually brought it tonight, is a song called Colleen. I wrote it about my fiance Colleen, who's ironically enough our drummer in our band. And it's just a real pretty song. I wrote this with Phil Narro. Used to be in a band, Talus. He was in a Peter Criss band, whatnot. And it's off my second studio album. I brought it. I think that's coming up in a couple songs. I'm going to play it for you guys. I think you'll like that. Awesome. Thanks, Jules.
Thanks, Jules. Love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
878-5104. That is the phone number. If you want to call in, you want to yell at these guys, you want to tell them they're terrible, or hopefully you want to give them praise, because that's what we love doing here on the local show. And if you haven't been listening, you're just tuning in, I'm here sitting down with the Jim Crean Band, and these guys are rocking. That's all I have to say. So
thanks,
so when are those next shows coming up again?
We're playing next Thursday, October 22nd at the Evening Star Concert Hall on Niagara Falls Boulevard. We go on at 10. And we're only playing 45 minutes. So all the songs you've been hearing tonight, we're going to showcase.
You're only playing 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah, that's all we need.
That's all we need.
That's a big spot for a local band.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We go on rock and we leave, you know.
we go on, you know, we kill it for almost an hour, then we leave.
Awesome. You know? It's so really, try and make it out for that. It's going to be a good show. I think you guys will really enjoy it.
I'll try to make it out. You said, what day was it?
Thursday, a week from today at 10 o'clock at the Evening Star.
All right. And hopefully there's been some people tuned in for the last little while. But what was that last song that you just played? What was that one about?
That When I'm Gone? You know, it's funny because there's a lot of different meanings of that song. But I guess ironically enough, it's about, you know, when you have something, you take it for granted. It could be a girlfriend, a wife, a husband, or whatever. Or just material things.
A puppy,
a job.
Cadillac.
Anything. And then when you lose it, that's when it always seems like you want it back. And it's too late.
Definitely.
So, you know, that's what that song, I kind of captured that with that.
You just made like 25 couples in Buffalo reconsider.
I hope. That's,
yeah. Reconsider that break. That
ironically enough, that's kind of what it is about. Because at the end of the song, you're saying it's pretty much too late. And you don't want to let anything get that far.
Definitely. So, love counseling here on WBNY.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. So you got to hold on tight to that love that you got. All right, guys. You guys seem like a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And on WBNY, we love our internet, and we love our new site coming up soon. WBNYthelocalshow.com. Is it .com? Captain Wolfie's shaking his head. He doesn't know. But, yeah, or you can catch us on MySpace, MySpace.com/WBNYLocalShow. And you guys have a website in the works? Or
yes. It's all set.
It's all set.
It's www.jimcrean.com. That's J-I-M-C-R-E-A-N. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's .net.
I keep saying .com. It's .net.
.net.
So it's J-I-M-C-R-E-A-N.net. Thank you, Jeff.
Remember, .net, not .com.
Yeah, .net.
Yeah, go on that because there's a lot of information about what we're doing. There's a whole page just dedicated to us.
There's pictures of us.
Pictures, talks about pictures, the band.
Everything. So,
are there pictures of you, even though you've only been in the band for like 3 weeks?
He's actually on it, yeah.
I'm on there, yeah.
it's official.
We're going to be putting out sound bites, too, when we're done recording with Loft. When we have some, you know, bites for the record, we're going to, you know, put them up on there, post them on there.
Cool,
and then
cool.
You can buy the album on our website as well.
Right off the website. That's nice.
The album should be available at I actually own a guitar store. I got to plug it.
Absolutely, do it.
And the album should be for sale there, as well as Jimmy was saying, FYE, right?
Mm-hmm. FYE.
I'm going to have it there. I own Riff's Guitar Shop on Transit Road, 5866 in Depew.
If you need a guitar.
Trust Jim, what are your guitar needs?
Guitar or lessons. I give lessons.
Lessons?
But yeah, the CD will be for sale there, too.
Absolutely.
So definitely stop out, you know, the store. Say hi. Trade some licks.
Cool.
Play some guitar.
Cool.
Go to the store and buy the CD at the store. You'll save, you know, we'll sell it to you for like half the price, you know. You get a good deal.
All right.
So buy it from the store.
Buy it from the store. All right, but we're going to jump like right into the music. We'll get back right into the music. So what's this third one called? Track 3. Huh?
I think it's Over Our Heads. It'll be Over Our Heads.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Kind of a political song here.
A political song? The way that those politicians talk?
How crazy the world is.
Oh, not about how politicians talk, because they definitely talk over your head sometimes.
Absolutely.
What do you feel about this topic? Well, I feel that the topic should be talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk around it. They don't really talk about it. They work themselves around it, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like this, I feel like global warming is a topic that needs to be up for discussion.
Steal all my lines in my song.
We should find something to do about that.
I should write a political song for you.
You should
guys.
Co-write this song with me.
But you're listening to WBNY, the local show, and interviewing the Jim Crean Band, and we're going to jump right back into their music.
We'll be right back.
listening to 91.3 FM WBMY. Ooh, that was a little preview. The local show with featuring the Jim Crean Band.
Right on.
I don't
I gotta
even
say,
know why that's so weird.
That was the first time I've ever seen anyone play air guitar to my solos.
Does it make you feel good about yourself?
Good feel?
Yeah. It was great. Thank you.
You know what's weird? I didn't even think about, like, you were watching me and I got to impress you and, like, do that and pretend like I
pretend
like your
like
music.
You like
I was just doing it because I was like, yeah, this band's good.
Awesome.
Forgot I was listening to you guys and you were right there.
Anytime you got your iPod in your ears.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I definitely like the feel of your music. That post kind of, I don't know, I feel Alice in Chains so much.
Yeah. It's got the graininess and it's kind of melodic. It's really good.
Little man in the box, a little older tracks. That again, you know, wood tracks like that. I love those little grungier, harder tracks. So, how long have you guys been playing your instruments?
I've been playing for about 30 years. I dated myself, but yeah, I've been playing since like the early 80s.
Everybody gave him a shocked look on his face, like, you really just told your age.
Whatever, man.
He's 31.
Yeah. Kyle's been playing for about 6 years. Jeff, how long have you been playing for?
About 8 years. Probably since I was like 15 or 16, I started taking lessons.
So if he was playing when he was 15, and he's been playing for 8 years,
get a calculator.
That means that he's
math. Oh no, they're dangerous.
What about you, young man?
Well, I've been playing for about 4 years. I started playing when I was like 13. I first joined a band when I was in like eighth or ninth grade, and then pretty much it's just been steadily up there, you know.
So I'm going to talk to you for a little bit now.
All right.
I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to you.
Let's, feel kind of lonely.
Let's leave these guys out of the equation. I mean, they've been playing forever. Yeah. I mean, you've been playing for dwarfed by his.
Yeah.
But how does it feel being the youngest guy, you know, in the group?
It doesn't really feel the same, mainly because it's like they all treat me really good, you know, and they've eased me into it, and it's good atmosphere. Everyone's really good to me, you know, so it's like I feel like when I get the experience, I'll get it more up to where it'd be easier. But it's like for right now, I don't feel a step behind anything. It's like I picked up everything really quickly. It's like, and right now I feel the music, and it's going really nice.
I mean, is it? Do you ever feel intimidated by them? Like, oh man, I'm not good enough to play with these guys.
No, not really. It's like, because Jim really was like, if I had any issues, she worked with me, you know. I walked in the first practice and Jeff was really cool. Colleen was easy to go with, steady, you know. And there's just Jim with his rock solid vocals. It just was easy to go right into, you know.
All right, so I'm going to talk to you now. I mean, you're in a different band. I mean, you've been playing. You've shared the stage with him. But how does it feel playing with this guy now?
That feels great. He's when
Was
I came
he like
in,
one of your heroes back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I first heard the tunes, he we got to the first rehearsal and I heard the tunes and he dropped me off a CD and everything and they were great and it was real easy for me to lay tracks down, you know. Because if the tunes were...
you're amazing.
No argument there, but...
Awesome. Not conceited at all.
No, but seriously, if the tunes were bad, it'd be hard for me to lay solos down and stuff. But it's so smooth, you know? When you
solid.
Feel when you feel the tracks, you just it's so easy to lay tracks over it.
Definitely.
Real easy.
And I'm going to skip you.
Absolutely.
Because I already know about you. The band's named after you.
Right. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to talk to you, and I got to ask this question because I know we have a lot of listeners, and we have a lot of female listeners. How does it feel to be the only girl in the band?
Feels pretty good. I'm, you know, privileged enough to play with three guys that are amazing musicians, and, you know, they make me want to step it up a little bit to be that much better.
I mean, would you feel weird like going on tour with these guys and you want your own bathroom in your own room? Because I mean, they smell like feet and beer at the end of the night.
I always want my own bathroom.
They smell like corn chips and stale beer in the
bathroom. You know what? That's rock and roll. Yeah. I've been around the 80s, the whole music scene, and you know, been there, done that, and I, like I said, I'm just honored to be a part of this band, and, you know, they really make me want to step it up. I'll say it again, just to, you know, make it all that much better, and Jim's amazing, you know. I amazing front man. And,
front man.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And if you can't have fun with it, then, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. But.
Well, I hope on the road and in your future endeavors, they always treat you like a lady because that's what you should do with
they
ladies.
They respect me, and it's awesome.
So they tell the dirty jokes behind your back when she can't hear.
Yeah, they're good guys.
So, Jim.
Yes.
How does it feel? I mean, you've had various bands as the Jim Green Band.
Right.
And you have a different band right now. How does it feel? What's with this lineup?
What's
going to make this one work?
Here's how I put this together. Years ago, it used to be all about trying to write an album and just get a record deal and all that. And you lost sight of what's really going on. You're supposed to like playing in a band. You're supposed to love doing what you do.
Right.
And so many years, I was so jaded with that. You know, going on tour and writing songs, jumping on tour, doing showcases, hoping that they like, writing songs that they would like. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to do it with people I'm going to have fun doing it with.
Right.
So, you know, me and Colleen are, she's my fiance, and me and her jam almost every night together. And I just watched her improve to the point where she is such a great and amazing drummer that I said, you know what, she's my drummer. Boom. Jeff, I've had, you know, so much respect for Jeff. I've known Jeff for about 2 or 3 years. And like he was saying before, he used to go watch my band play all the time. Him and Carrie would come watch me play. Oh, Carrie, by the way, is an amazing singer as well. And, you know, they would go watch me play all the time. And I watched Jeff just get better and better as the years go by to the point now where, like, I don't really know anybody that's at his level. That's how good he got. And I've watched that happen within like 3 years' time. And it just felt right. Like, if I need a guitar player, who am I going to get? And the obvious was Jeff. It's like he was right there in front of my face. I got to get someone who can make me sound better. So, and that was Jeff. Chris came along at a weird time because I was putting this together and I was like, how do I want a bass player? Do I want a bass player that's just going to ride the E and just be there? And then all of a sudden I got a brainstorm. I'm going to get a young guy that can do it, you know, a young kid that's in touch with what's going on now and kind of give us that you know, that energy. So we auditioned Chris, and he fell right into place. Cool. He did a great job, and he's doing a great job.
Definitely. You guys sound really tight on your last couple
Thanks.
Of songs that we just heard. I mean, you can feel the chemistry there. You can feel like this is like a seasoned band. And how long did you guys say that you've been together?
A few, maybe about fully as a band, maybe 3 weeks.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and we've only rehearsed a few handful of times and went right in the studio and recorded that. And that's not even mixed yet.
I mean,
this isn't even mixed. It's the stuff you've heard. We haven't even mastered it yet, so we just kind of threw it out. Because of deadlines, we're going to go back in, like I said, to Loft and really finish up the record.
Is that where you got it from, was Loft? Mm-hmm. These tracks right here, you want to plug that just a little bit?
Yeah, what's Loft Studios is Jim Summers is producing the record, and we're going to do the full record. I'm hoping to have it out by December.
What's that one going to be called? You haven't got a name yet.
Yeah, we do. Hollywood Rockstar. The album's going to be called Hollywood Rockstar.
Cool.
And, you know, we're just going to really, me and Jeff and Colleen have been working on some originals that we're gonna write for the record as well. Cool. So. And it's going to go that way.
You heard it first here on WBNY, the local show, Hollywood Rockstar Preview, the preview EP before it comes out fully in the next couple of months. We're not gonna restrain you guys. I'm not going to say November or December.
Cool.
You know, next couple of months, that'll be out. You can catch them at jimcreenband.net.
It's actually just jimcreen.net.
Jimcreen.net?
Right.
Okay. JimCreen.net. You guys can catch them for all their updates and everything like that. But number four, what's number four about?
This song here is off my second album, my second solo album called Elegance, Excess, and Decadence, which you could get at, they carried at FYE and stores like that.
Mm-hmm.
This song here is a song called Colleen. I actually wrote it about Colleen. Obviously.
Aww.
Yeah. And
I love
you. You know what? Can I interject 1 second?
Yeah.
That is such a good, like, I have a lot of female, like, names, like, it's strange when you actually come across a person who is named that name. Like, you never think that they're real.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh, that's a name named after her. Like, there's no one in the world that really has that name or anything like that. Even if it's such, like, a simple name, but that's such a cool, like, it rolls off the tongue. It's just like, yeah, this is my song, Colleen. And you just start playing.
one expect of those, like piano in it, you know,
like one of those like Layla kind of like feeling kind of.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
always wonder what she looked like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you gotta wonder yeah. what she looks
the
like.
The cool thing is, me and Phil Narro wrote this together. It's something that I'm pretty proud of. It's like my version of Dream On, you know. It's like my epic song. So I just wanted to bring it to you guys today, so
epic.
you can kind of hear what it's about, you know.
Cool. I just like pretend she's not there. So
all right.
Just cover her up. do you give her looks when you play this song together? Like, do you look at her while you're
She won't look at me.
Is she too embarrassed?
She was kind of mad at me that I brought it today. She was like, don't bring that. Come
she's
on.
She's all red-faced.
And blushing. I said, I have to bring this.
She can't even play the song anymore. She starts tearing up.
I just so want to play my drums.
She won't look at me during this one, no.
She sinks down behind the drum set.
Yeah.
That's when you need, like, those big overhang cymbals. You just go behind the gong and just hit.
Like a Neil Peart kick, you know, just surrounded by
just
them.
Just surrounded by them and just duck down below it and just play. All right, but we're going to jump right into Colleen. Yes, yeah. I hope I don't say anything wrong, but we're going to play this song right now.
Right on.
Going out of my mind, sitting here trying to find the right words to say. They say that love is blind. Open up your eyes to find that I'll be here today. We got so many things in common. It's like we were meant to be. I wish I had told you so long ago. They brought you back to me. Gotta find a way to make you mine. Wanna tell the world what I'm feeling inside. Wanna scream my love, she's with me. You're my destiny. Don't waste no more time. So they shan't leave until I know your love is mine. Don't you give up hope and your dreams of me. When you think of making love, girl, is it my face that you see? So caught up in the moment, close your eyes and think of me. Ooh.
WBNY, the local show featuring the Jim Crean Band. I like that.
Thanks, man.
I liked it a lot. And I just have to tell you that I really liked it.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
But now I'm going to ask you guys two final questions as we wrap up here. The two. First off, when you playing again? Just for anybody who tuned in, we're sitting here with the Jim Crean Band, and I know you like that last tune right there. So, when can they hear it live or hear some of your other music live?
Rage on the Stage.
Yeah, Rage on the Stage next Thursday, a week from tonight, at Evening Star Concert Hall. It's Niagara Falls. And 8810 Niagara Falls Boulevard, to be exact. 10 o'clock, we're going to be going on.
Yep. Cool,
for a 45-minute power set.
45 minutes of love.
All the tunes you're hearing tonight will be playing live next Thursday.
Cool, cool. Awesome. And it's jimcrean.net where
right.
you can catch them for all their updates and everything, when their album's going to be released, when they're playing live, any information that you want. If you want to look at pictures of them, if you want to see Colleen and know why there was so much emotion behind it, you can look at that picture. You can be like, I understand now. 878-5104. In these last couple of minutes, you guys can call in, and you have anything to say to them, any questions that I didn't cover, do that. But I'm going to ask you guys right now, what do you think about... No, I'm going to skip that question.
I don't like that one. I'm going to do a new one.
No. I got it later. I'll save it. What's the craziest thing that you guys have seen at a show? Maybe your own show, preferably your own show. What's like one of the crazier things that you guys have seen happen?
Wow. The first thing that I could
think of, I got something too.
I play Gibson Les Pauls, let's say that, and they're not cheap. And the very first show I was playing, Carrie's here, my girlfriend, taking the pictures, so you'll be able to see those later, hopefully.
Yeah.
And she's the lead singer of Dirty Work. We play together. So Jimmy's not the only one with a lover here today.
Oh.
The very first show that we ever played, I was playing a solo, and this girl came up and poured her drink on me. I had my shirt off, and she poured her drink right on me, and it dripped all over my guitar. And forget the fact that a drink was wasted. or a girl was even paying attention to my playing. My guitar might be ruined. You know, that's probably the craziest thing that ever happened to me.
I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah. I play guitar too, and it made me sad just hearing that story.
Don't ruin my guitar. That's a quick way to make an enemy.
I'll hit you with it.
That's a quick
way to call an ambulance.
Yeah. Right.
Well, actually, we have a caller right now. Caller, you're on the air. Caller. Nope, caller just decided to hang up. 878-5104, caller, please call back. But other guys, young guy.
Well, yeah, I've had a few. Like, there was one where my drummer, he doesn't believe he plays the drums, he just annihilates them. I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening right now. Cove, you're a man beast. But he was sitting there, he hit a cymbal and his stick broke, and actually a piece of it flew off and almost hit me in the head. It was quite an experience there, you know.
You know what's really crazy, like, and kind of ironic? I played a show here with my band last year in November, and the exact same thing happened to me. I was playing guitar, and my drummer was destroying his drum set, or playing it, whichever you want to call it.
Yeah,
and he hit the cymbal, and his drumstick was cracked, and it shot off over the cymbal, and, like, I did the Matrix to just move myself out of the way, and it was incredible. But I'm going to skip over you because I have to, because your name is in the band, so I have to skip over you. But Colleen,
right,
what's one of the crazier things that you've seen at a show? Did you break a stick and almost hit your bassist?
How many hours every week?
Yeah, I've had guys bring roses up to me and whatever, but I was in an all-girl band a couple years ago, and Jim actually held my kick pedal for my whole first song that we opened up with.
I remember that.
And he was crouched down below and had to hold my pedal onto my bass drum, and so my pedal was moving all over the place, so he had to hold it.
They actually opened for us, right? So the opening band, I'm out there holding the drummer's kick drum the whole night.
Wow.
Then 20 minutes later, I'm the big star up on stage, you know?
Just playing incognito, then all of a sudden he has to jump around.
Yeah. Just like one of those rock stars that go to the venue really early, and they just walk around with the crowd, and, you know, sit at the bar, have a beer. Nobody recognizes them until they're the headliner getting on later in the night. So, headliner, Jim Crean, the man himself. You've got years of crazy stories.
I can't even pinpoint one of them. I mean, every week. There's something, you know, I mean, for the last 30 years, I don't know.
Guy was drinking, he broke a chair and threw it out the window.
Yeah, that's one, okay. Kicking over the amps.
Wow.
A million stories. We could be here for hours.
Just talking about those crazy stories. But let's get to my final question, the final wrap-up question that we always ask, and then we're going to play your last song, and you guys are going to get out of my hair. But not that I don't like you there, but it's just too much. I can't handle it all on one local show. Yeah. But what do you guys feel about the Buffalo music scene?
Buffalo, I've said this. I was just actually on another show. I want to just throw it out there. I think you guys know him. AllWesternNewYorkRadio.com, Noah's Ark Show.
Boom.
You know, he goes there. He goes to school there. So.
Yeah, we
so he's all right.
We don't talk about other radio stations on WBNY. It's against the law.
It's an online thing. So, anyways, I was on there, and he asked me the same question. And you know, Buffalo's got, in my opinion, the best musicians. And I've played all across the country. And I've heard musicians, I mean, I've played with guys from Wisconsin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And musicianship, there are so many great, talented musicians in Buffalo. And the scene used to be phenomenal in Buffalo in the late 80s, early 90s. And I think the more and more the recession's happening here, the more and more the bars are closing, it's getting tougher to play.
Yeah, definitely.
That's one thing I've noticed. I mean, with my other band, Pyramidium, I've been playing around because we're so young, we have trouble getting gigs. But it's like, it's also because so many places are closing. Like,
don't you hate that?
Yeah. Like, we were scheduled to play Club Infinity one time. Like, 2 weeks before the show, they had to cancel because the place closed. We ended up playing somewhere else, you know? It's just, and then we go out there and there's like nobody there. We go out there, we're playing in front of like eight people. It's like, this is beat, you know? That's why I'm happy that Jim's, you know, pulling me in here so I can publicize my band somewhat, so when we go out and play, there's people standing there, we can get into it a little more, you know?
Yeah, definitely. The crowds are starting to get smaller because people are like, I'm not going to pay $8, you know, to go see a band. That's two beers.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I know how it was when I was young like that. When I was six, I think I was 17. Day after high school, actually, I went on the road with the band for 6 months.
Really?
And I was like, you know, as young as Chris. And that's how, you know, got your growing pains, you know. It was a big experience for me, and that's what I'm kind of going to try and help him out to get, you know.
Live through him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's like we're going to be opening up for his band Metalworks on Halloween at Finnan's in Lockport. So anyone that likes Metalworks and just good music, come out and see us, you know.
Definitely. What about you? How do you feel about the scene?
Don't even get me started on the scene.
I think she knows a lot about this topic.
Try to be radio safe when
you
talk about
it. Yeah, I'll
be
radio safe. I think Buffalo's great. There's a lot of musicians around here that don't get any credit.
Yeah.
I think the wrong people are getting all the credit.
I agree.
That's just my opinion, and I think it's the same way even in mainstream radio.
Yeah.
The wrong bands are getting the credit.
Yep.
That's why you should listen to 91.3.
Yeah, right.
WBNY.
It's all corporatized, you know.
But at least it's original.
I mean, I turn on the radio and I hear Nickelback and Shine. Don't even get me started on that garbage. But it's like the wrong people are getting the credit, you know. Yeah. There's so many talented guys here, for sure. And people are going to see the wrong bands.
Yeah,
they just really are.
And the good bands, you always hear that single that the band actually hates.
Right? Right.
The one hit wonders.
Yeah. The one hit that, you know, I mean, the band never plays live because they hate that song. Yeah.
But no, the Buffalo scene is great, and there's a lot of places to play. There's no shortage of bars around here, but it's just people need to branch out, I think, a little more.
You need to go out and support your local.
There's
artists.
A lot of bands playing, and it seems everyone goes to see two or three bands, and that's it. And it's just
support the local music. There are some gems out there.
There's a lot of good musicians here that aren't getting credit, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Colleen, what do you think about the scene?
As a musician, I haven't really been on the music scene, you know, out there too long. But, you know, getting my feet wet now, and you know, everybody has their own opinion of, you know, what kind of music they like and everything. And I actually agree with Jeff, you know, a lot with, you know, as far as people getting respect as musicians and, you know, things like that. You know, they went from the 80s metal to, you know, the Nirvana thing and changed. And, you know, there's still a lot of metalheads out there. So I think that's cool. But our music, you know, hopefully, you know, people listen to it and like it, come out and hear us play and support us and, you know.
Next Thursday.
She let us right in there.
Yep. Nominate us. You know, like I said, we're up for a nomination for a new original band.
And, thanks, Dave.
Ballots in the Nightlife magazine, so we would appreciate
Nightlife
your votes.
Yep.
And come out and hear us next Thursday.
You heard it first here on 91.3 FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative. We were here with the Jim Crean Band. And what's this last tune called? And what's this one about?
This one is called Snakes and Ladders, and... Well, Jim, you say what it's about, you know.
Exactly what we just talked about, corporate America. Trying to get your music heard, and people just stepping on you and
taking advantage of you.
And, you know, you work your tail off to try and put a product out there, or even in life in general.
Yeah.
And it's just everything's corporate now. It's, if you don't know somebody, you go nowhere.
Get screwed.
And that's...
That's the truth. And that's what this song is basically about, how the vultures basically just could take your soul.
Yeah.
And everybody's snakes. I mean, you know, it's like climbing up the corporate ladder. Well, you got to watch for the snakes.
That's ridiculous.
It's called Snakes and Ladders.
Yep. Well, you know what? Here at WBNY, we definitely agree with that sort of thing. That's why we stay away from the corporateness and the top 40 music, because you don't need top 40 music to play good music.
Yeah, exactly.
So here on WBNY, the local show, we love our local talent. And you've been listening to the Jim Crean Band, and this last song, Snakes and Ladders, is on their forthcoming album.
Correct.
Hollywood Rockstar?
Yep. Exactly.
Yes. Right. Yes. All right. Hollywood Rockstar. All right. So say goodbye, Jim Crean Band.
Take care.
See you later.
See you later, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. You're taking the friendships that you've broken down. Can't you see that they're using you? Using you, the corporate America. Drowning in his greed, just a pawn and a slave to the knees. You're losing yourself and your dignity. Too many chances you've taken, your friendships that you've broken down. Now they see that they're using you, through with you. Through with you.
get your speakers bumped.
Seen a chick with a body like that. Do a stack, but I'm a hustler, so I got it right back. Her face look good and she got a nice back. It ain't tricking if you got it and I got it like that. She came to me so quick, you would swear she pressed for time. Bars so hot that I make them wanna press rewind. They don't care about your issue, they be stressing mine. Dime on my arm and I'm headed for the exit sign. When you pay, they follow everywhere that you go. Blunt and some Henny, she like Goose with a nouveau. I get money so fast and you too, so spending old money, ain't gotta touch no new dough. Roll it up, I'm tryna light my weed. I do me, motherfucker, it's the life I lead. Yeah, if she choose me, you should let that breathe. This my craft, I'm a Mac and I get that cheese, you know. Seen a chick with a body like that. She can make her ass chop, she do karate like that. When I hit it from the back, she get body like that. Yo, how would it also cool get a hottie like that?